compound yard just before blowing himself up. A witness believes a grenade the attacker was trying to throw exploded while still attached to his belt. All staff are safe and accounted for.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. God will help us sleep in peace. In the spring of 1980, some terrorists took over the Iranian embassy in London for 6 days. 26 people inside the embassy were taken hostage, but on the third day of their siege, the terrorists agreed to release two of the hostages if the BBC would broadcast their demands. Here's the interesting part. The hostage takers apparently chose one of the two hostages they released simply because he snored so loud. I guess even terrorists want a good night's sleep. The Bible tells us the best way to get a good night's sleep is to surrender our problems to the Lord. Psalm 4:8 says, "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe." So what if I pray instead of worrying as I lie down tonight? What if I surrender my concerns to the Lord? Well, then God will help me sleep in peace, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship, CenteringLives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking, now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
A string of record warm days in the month of February is hard to believe. Today, partial sunshine, very warm day, high temperature in the lower 80s. That would break the record easily. Spotty showers are possible today and tonight. Mid-60s for a low tonight. Tomorrow, high temperature in the lower 80s. Again, record territory. Scattered showers becoming a little bit more numerous perhaps later on in the day, Wednesday night into Thursday. And I think we're probably in the low 80s again on Thursday and Friday with a few showers possible and even upper 70s on Saturday. Have you downloaded our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Alabama, and our weather app will instantly alert you to severe weather alerts, watches, and warnings wherever you are, even if you're on the road. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Hotel.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry here, and we are now located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road, out by Chappie's. We're open 7 days a week, and we're there to service you any which way we can do it. We make it, we really make it, and we'll repair it for you. Let us fix up your jewelry, let us retune it, like let us make it bright, like brand new. If you're tired of it, let us remake it into something new. If you're really tired of us, trade it in, get something new, or just sell it and walk away with a check. Come visit us at Marguerite's and Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in, have a cup of coffee, and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. See? 546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callen, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
HGTV's Eric Stromer.
Hey, everybody, this is Eric Stromer, and I want you to make sure to listen to House Does with Dale. That's my boy down there in Alabama, and if you don't listen, I'm going to get real, real mad at y'all.
You never know who Dale will talk to unless you listen.
Make sure you tune in each and every week, or I'm going to come after all of you with a 2x4.
1, 2, 3, strike, you're out.
House Studs with Bobby T and Dale Johnson, Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 93.1 WACV, the voice of Montgomery.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back in the news and views. Baby. It's, I guess, an Elvis type of morning. I didn't know that. Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage joins us. How are you?
I'm doing good. Let's play house. I mean, that's what we specialize in, houses.
That was a Dave Mowry suggestion on how to open music. Say that again.
I'm big on topical bumpers.
There's no doubt about that. We got you nailed down here.
There's a song for every subject.
I got a question for you, Kim Williams.
Yes, sir.
I'm watching the news. Every day I watch the news, I see the 10-year Treasury inching up just ever so slightly, which tells me home mortgage rates may be inching up slightly behind it. They typically tags to that. Tell us what's going on at Alabama Home Mortgage to counteract that.
Well, Baron, you're right. We're in a rising rate environment, and the Dow and the stock market are very volatile, so are the rates.
Yeah.
They're being updated numerous times per day. You know, so the key is having your finger on the pulse and locking it when it hits the bottom. But what we've rolled out, Baron, is elite pricing.
Okay? Elite pricing.
Elite pricing.
I like being part of the elite. Dave and I were just talking about that during the break.
Exactly.
Being part of the elite. We really were.
Well, this is a program that we've partnered with one of our investors, United Wholesale Mortgage, with. And here's the nut cut and the crunch. Okay. If you call any other lender...
Can we say that on the
air? I was going to say.
The nut cut and the crunch.
Okay, go ahead. But
if you call any other lender on a government loan for a $195,000 loan, say you're going to purchase a house.
Yeah, very typical loan.
And I pulled out these this morning just to give you an idea.
We have up-to-date numbers.
Absolutely. All right, the current par rate, okay, is would give you a $1,035 payment. Okay,
$1,035
if you call ABC Mortgage.
Okay? Any other place other than Alabama Home Mortgage.
That's right.
All right.
If you call Alabama Home Mortgage, again,
elite
pricing, your payment would be $974.
So you're saving them...
$61.
$61 right off the bat.
Just on the rate.
Uh-huh.
We are in a rising rate environment.
That's $2 a day.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
But we are on the, you know, on the front end of finding new ways and ideas.
Yeah.
Even though the rates are rising, to offer our customers and our neighbors lower payments, right? And save more money. And that's what it's about.
Exactly. And and what I told people is, too, it's not, you know why I trust that you give everyone the best deal possible? Because I see how much you... squeeze every dollar out of the closing process, every dollar out of, I mean, every single fee you're shopping and figuring out, can I save my clients $10 here, $50 there, $100 here? Every single thing, it's meticulous, it's planned, it's unbelievable. So I have no doubt that on the entire process is run that way, even though I don't understand all the rest of it.
Right.
That the entire thing's run that way. And that's what you're saying on the elite pricing. You found a way to squeeze 61 extra dollars.
That's right.
Out of someone's house, out of someone's payment.
That's one reason you called Alabama Home Mortgage. But, you know, personally, I'm pretty conservative, okay?
Yeah.
When it comes to spending, I would rather save than spend. And that, you know, that spirit is carried through on every single loan that we transact, meaning that I, along with, you know, my staff, Jessica's the other loan originator who's awesome, but we are good stewards, in my opinion, of our own money.
Yeah.
So we're going to be good stewards of your money.
Yeah, it's a really a great process. I've borrowed money from other people.
Sure.
You helped me get my third house that I've had, but I've had two before that, so I've been through the process twice before. I can say with unequaled, what's the word I'm looking for here? Ease. That's what I had with you. I mean, it was just easier than it had ever been.
Well, you know, that brings up a good point.
And I don't know why it was easier, but it was just easier. And I think it's because I'm naturally really type A on that kind of stuff.
Right.
And you know that. I called several times, like, is this done? And you're like, shut up, I'm a pro, I know what
I'm
doing.
I've got this, right.
Yeah. But the other folks, maybe, you know, it just seemed a little more drawn out, took longer, seemed like more of a hassle.
Or they've had, you know, a not so good experience with, you know, previously. Yeah. Down the road, you know.
Right.
On a
I just recommend people call you.
Well, I do too, obviously. And
you're biased.
I'm a little biased, but give us a call. But also, you'd mentioned making it easy.
Yeah.
We are rolling out, okay, this is on the horizon, probably within 30 days, the virtual e-close.
Okay.
So it's like closing on demand.
Really?
Yes.
Never heard of such.
Well, right. We're
e-close.
Again,
cutting edge.
So,
like Star Wars.
So when you're ready to close, right? Yeah. Just speeding up the process.
Right.
You'll have the ability to close your loan in your house, in your office.
Oh man.
Right.
That's wonderful.
Up to 10 o'clock at night.
Oh man!
Dang.
Because the closing's the hassle. That's where you have to leave. You got to go talk
to
people.
You got to go talk to everybody.
You got to go sit in some lawyer's office.
I come give you a hug.
They make it awkward.
Yeah.
Pass 50 pages around. Your hand gets a cramp in it from signing so much. That's tough. No, you take the heartache out of that, too.
Yeah, that is on the horizon. Yep. It's virtual closings.
I like that. Up to 10 o'clock at night.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about. Randall, you're on the air with Kim Williams.
But would you still be there, Miss Kim?
I know I will.
I mean, when you said virtual, I mean, that's almost like you're going to be in. I mean, because it didn't seem like you want virtual, because you more like the personal touch kind of person.
I do.
I can see that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk over you. I'm so sorry. But I'm so excited because my son, he finally closing on his house Tuesday. I guess y'all are. And yes, it has been. It ain't been no hassle at all. I mean, just everybody wanting a house. And I don't even think there's enough houses for people wanting the way it looks.
Right.
It's in demand right now.
Absolutely.
Houses are going really fast.
They really are. So, you know, if you've been on the fence, Randall, tell him. I mean, your son's been classified as a renter. I mean, this will be his first home purchase.
Yes, ma'am, it will. I told him, I'm more excited than you. I done went and found the man who owns the subdivision. I done went and met him. I went and met a neighbor already. He ain't even met a neighbor.
I just can't wait.
That's why I told him, I said, I don't think you realize what you're doing, boy. What you accomplished, you know, in life. But he ain't been so, it's been a duck off the water back to him, you know. So because you made it so easy. I mean, he ain't been worried about nothing. I mean, except for that darn privacy fence by them dogs. but thank you so much.
You are so, hey, thank you, Randall. Thank you. Thank you for believing in us and, you know, having your son give us a call.
Thanks, Randall. We appreciate it. Tuesday, huh? Closing Tuesday.
I
hope his son doesn't mind us giving his private information out over there. That was random.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. Privacy fence.
Shouldn't give any privacy.
Dogs next door and all that.
But again, success with the Blink Link.
That's right.
We've got to, you know, hit that back home because you can safely, securely, and completely apply online by clicking on our Blink Link that can be accessed on our website, which is allahomemortgage.com.
I send people there, and I know they use it. It's so easy. You could do it on your phone. You don't have to be like on a real computer. You can do it on your phone.
One more step we're taking. Again, Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
Such a difference. Can I do the NMLS number?
Please.
Because I always do it. NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender.
Yes, sir.
I can even do the old one. NMLS number 372374. She's an equal housing.
Wow, I can't even remember my own phone number.
Her phone number is 567-4223. You can reach her online, alahomemortgage.com.
I love it.
Or you can just Google Alabama Home Mortgage.
If you don't know it as well as Barron, you need to start practicing.
Kim Williams, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming by.
Absolutely. Thank you.
The elite pricing.
Now you're going to play one of our elite favorite songs.
She asked for this song.
She did.
We'll be back.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Mr. Sandman. Repairs are proceeding nicely at our fire-damaged building, so it's time for Mr. Sandman to start our going-home sale. It's a wall-to-wall, get-or-gone moving sale in Montgomery store with fabulous savings in Millbrook as well. All sizes, brands, and models must be sold before we return home. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Vest, Restonic, King Coil, and even Pure Talalay Bliss latex mattresses are marked down. Bedroom furniture, headboards, beds are reduced as well as luxury pillows. Odd foundations, nightstands, chests, and dressers must go. Power adjustable bases start at $279 and floor models are drastically reduced. Most of our inventory is factory fresh, but we do still have some fire inventory left. Compare our premium mattresses to the highly advertised brands. If you can figure out why theirs are thousands more than ours, please let me know. Mr. Sandman is a locally owned discounter with the largest selection of mattresses around and great customer service. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, 3 miles from I-65, or on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, inside the bypass down from Faulkner, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Back to East Atlanta,
into the headphone. Look at that. Realize that our studio monitors aren't the highest quality, so we previewed the song before the during the break, and it didn't hit that hard. But in my headphones,
yeah, you don't get the low end, but in the in the phones, in the cans,
yeah. Ooh, man, banging the cans. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Special thanks to Kim Williams for coming by, letting us know about elite pricing over at Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm sorry again, I forget who this is. Oh, it's Notorious P.I.G. Notorious P.I.G.
That's right.
What's up?
Hey, man, that last song, I love it, man. There you go. My cigars and my rum are in Havana.
I've been to Havana.
I've got Cuban cigars in my car right now, actually.
There you go.
I gave them to a buddy at lunch.
Well, I'm ready to roll. Hey, Baron.
Huh?
I want to tell all those liberals out there, shame on yourselves for using children to prop up your agenda and propaganda yesterday. Who paid for those school bus tickets there? Soros. I'm just dying to know.
Do you want to answer this, or do you want me to knock this out of the park?
I believe you share a name with him.
George.
Yeah.
George Soros.
Yeah. Soros.
God. Are we surprised? No.
Not at all.
And these and you use children? How low can you go?
Oh, what are you talking about? That's the that is the progressive left 101 using children. Now keep in mind, I go back to something I said early in the last hour. A week and a half ago, we were asking Tide to change their laundry soap formula and presentation because 16-year-olds were too stupid to avoid eating it. Now we're listening to them on gun control legislation.
This looks like it tastes good.
Tastes pretty good. What's wrong with the detergent we got?
Exactly.
It tastes good.
Yeah. We used to drink out of that big scooper, you know? These kids got Tide Pods.
we used to have to chug that blue syrup that came out of the big box.
That's right.
And let me ask you this, and here's another conundrum. I see these left-wingers, these liberals, George Soros and his group, they're out there protesting left and right. And the kids were holding up, save our children, stop the blood of children in the street and everything, stop killing our kids.
Yeah.
But they turn around, they got the signs on the opposite side, we support pro-death and abortion.
Did they say that? I didn't see that.
No, but I'm making my point that I guess they life only matters to them when it works towards their direction of their agenda.
Correct. If you understand what I try to tell on this program, and anyone who listens for any long period of time understands this, the progressive left, the globalists, they want to turn you into a commodity. They think humanity is a commodity for profit for them, and we don't. That's the fundamental difference between an individualist and a globalist corporatist. The globalist corporatist looks at humanity as a sea of commodities, like gold or silver or copper.
Yep.
Like a resource. Corn, a resource. Yep. Something to be exploited for profit. The conservatives, the right, the individual liberty
the
faction,
aspect.
Look at us as humanity, made in the image and likeness of God.
Yeah.
And those two things cannot fundamentally coexist. One will win out over the other.
And every time I see people out there protesting, they call it pro-choice, but it's pro-abortion. Call it what it is, okay? And it simply amazes me. Those people wouldn't be out there protesting had their mother gone out the easy route.
Mm. It reminds me of the famous bumper sticker. I notice everyone who's for abortion was born.
Currently alive.
Yeah, was born. Wasn't aborted. Hey, Notorious P.I.G., you raise excellent points.
Hey, you know what? Since like you mentioned about people who've been listening to your show long enough, I went down to Social Security office the other day, and I told them I listened to the Baron Coleman show, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what they told me?
What?
I started getting a crazy check. They gave me a Social Security check, a disability.
That's probably about right. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you a story. Dave, you get recognized out and about.
Sometimes.
I'm walking. Actually, it wasn't me. I kept up the charade long enough. It's like a Shaggy song. It was actually my wife. My wife is walking through Walmart one day, and she calls me, and she says,
"Oh no,
Walmart!
This could go anywhere."
She calls me one day, and she says, "I met Richard Two Cups." And I said, "What?"
She said, he's in the aisle next to me. So I text him. I said, oh, enjoying Walmart, huh? He's like, where are you, you little ginger-headed bastard? I'm gonna find you. And I said, how did you know it was Two Cups? She said, it was his voice. It's so distinct. And he was talking to someone in the produce aisle. Boom, I knew it instantly. So I said, what are you doing at Walmart? He said, I got to get that Great Value tartar sauce. It's the best tartar sauce.
<That's> the best. A free plug for Walmart.
Hey, let me tell you, I went and got that tartar sauce. It's average.
It's average?
It's average.
Well, it's better than that Kraft. You paid $2 more for
it. No. You want to know how to go on tartar sauce?
Wow.
Make your own.
Go to Red Lobster and ask. Go to the front desk and say, I want a thing of tartar sauce. They'll bring it to you. And it's like $2, $3. It's excellent. They'll bring you a pint, a half pint, a quart. I mean, whatever you want.
And you got to be careful when you call on Ready Talk Radio. Because I was like last week, I was at the Waffle House on, you know, where Von and Taylor is just about, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to, and making place of my order, and a guy and a lady next to me says, "Oh, you're Richard Duke."
See,
like that. I was like, "Damn, I can't go anywhere."
That's exactly right.
I tell you, but I appreciate the check though, Baron. Thanks anytime. To the government,
anytime,
and the taxpayers.
Anything I can do to help, let me know.
Thank you. All right. And anybody else can get that check too. If you listen to Baron's show, Baron and Jack, long enough, you will be qualified to get yourself a crazy check.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks.
Later.
272-9228. Again, I can't remember who it is. I got to start writing these names down. We have a sophisticated, fancy computer system.
Sophisticated computer
for
technology.
For the phones, and I just refuse to type in the names. Hold on. Let me think about it. Don't tell me who you are. I'm going to think. It's called... I can't remember. Who is it?
Papa B.
I had the P in my head, too. But I couldn't think of any callers with a P.
That could go a lot of ways, too.
Yeah, good. Let's not go there.
All right. What's on your mind, my friend?
Does anybody else look at George Soros these days and see Darth Sidious?
I don't know who that is. I don't watch those
Star Wars.
I watch the original three Star Wars.
Isn't he the Emperor?
Throw a black hoodie over his head, and
he's the Emperor.
He's the Emperor?
Is he the Emperor?
The Emperor, yeah.
Oh.
Don't use your nerds and language. Just say the Emperor.
I'm sorry.
Does anybody see Sidious. Darth Sidious?
I'm telling you, man. You saw
in the itchy and scratchy video game.
Let's just back George Soros up a little bit. George Soros is a Hungarian Jew who, during occupied Nazi territory, ratted out Jews to the Nazis in exchange for safety. Okay, that's how he started.
That's how he made his fortune.
He's basically a Nazi.
That's how he made his first million.
No, I don't know what he did, but that's how he started. That was the beginning of George Soros. That's why he's alive.
Yep.
So he's a Nazi.
Right.
He's a Nazi collaborator, and they've never held it against him.
Yeah, that's
this. That's what I don't understand.
Everybody else who collaborated with the Nazis has either been killed, shamed, pushed aside. This guy
hunted down and killed.
This exactly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't know how he's gotten away, but anyway.
Is it safe?
You know, y'all are going to have to help me out here just a little bit. Okay?
Go ahead.
I've heard.
You've come to the right place.
I've heard some of the shows here. So what you're saying here is that there's mainstream media outlets that are using stage actors for some of their news.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
Oh, okay.
These children have been professionally trained in the aftermath of the shooting in order to be exploited. Someone is getting with these children, professionally training them, providing them scripted questions, scripted things to say, setting up television interviews, setting up marches, setting up speaking opportunities, and anyone who's been in the PR business knows that just doesn't happen. That is something you have to really strive for and effort to undertake. It's not, you know, speaking opportunities on television don't fall out of the sky.
This is true.
Right.
They don't. I mean, you have to seek them out, and it is expensive, and it takes professionals to be able to pull it off. These kids are not doing this.
It's true.
Okay, so I've seen some posts on, you know, social media where it looks like some of the same quote unquote kids were used as crisis actors at various.
I wouldn't believe all that.
Event, you don't think so? Well, okay.
No.
I got you.
But I will say this. I do have the video. We'll play it when we get back. I got to take a break. When we get back, I will play the video of the kid recording people at 9:32 a.m., 5 hours before the shooting took place. And he's talking about the shooting taking place presently. So we'll play that when we get back. You make your own determination what happened.
I'm not going to tell you what to believe about it, but I'll play it, and you believe what you want to believe.
Okay.
All right, Papa B. Appreciate it. 272-9228. Don't forget, as Kim Williams mentioned, this hour of the program brought to you in part by Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223. Or online, alahomemortgage.com. Just Google Alabama Home Mortgage. Find them on Facebook. Find links there. Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman in. I'll play the video when we get back. You guys make your own decision.
Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
A string of record warm days in the month of February is hard to believe. Today, partial sunshine, very warm day. High temperature in the lower 80s. That would break the record easily. Spotty showers are possible today and tonight. Mid-60s for a low tonight. Tomorrow, high temperature in the lower 80s. Again, record territory. Scattered showers becoming a little bit more numerous perhaps later on in the day, Wednesday night into Thursday. And I think we're probably in the low 80s again on Thursday and Friday with a few showers possible and even upper 70s on Saturday. Have you downloaded our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Alabama, and our weather app will instantly alert you to severe weather alerts, watches, and warnings wherever you are, even if you're on the road. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom, boom that all the boys chase, and all the right junk, and all the right places.
Try to explain this when your 9-year-old asks you, Dad, what's this song about?
All the right junk and all the right places.
They clean the room, son. They put their junk in the closet and then the toy basket and under the bed. All the junk is in all the right place. 272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. All right, I'm going to play this video if I can get it to play.
This is allegedly taken. There's a couple videos here.
Re-legendly.
Both short. This is allegedly taken during the shooting. During the shooting. You'll want to listen, and I'll stop it and pause it and go back. You'll want to listen where he says what time it is. Of course, it's not going to play because everything I do on this radio show is live and on the fly. And if you're live on radio, everything screws up. Have they taken it down?
They might have.
Oh, no, no, no. All right, here we go.
And that no amount of money.
Listen to what he says, what time it is. Coming up right here.
More easily accessible to get guns. And that's that.
This is Alex View. This recording was taken at 9:32, February 14th, 2018. Alex, are you okay with me recording this?
Yes, I am okay with you recording this.
Okay.
I personally have rallied for, you know, gun rights and less control, not necessarily less control, but this experience has definitely changed my viewpoint. I wanted to be a junior NRA member. I wanted to learn how to hunt. I was always fascinated by guns as a young girl, but this experience was so traumatizing to the point where now I can't even fathom the idea of a gun in my house or on my bodice. I did have plans for my 18th birthday to go to Nexus Gun Range and learn how to shoot, but at this point, I don't even want to be behind a gun. I don't want to be the person behind a bullet.
Is that a little weird during an active shooter?
Yeah.
To have that whole conversation? I mean, I'm not... Obviously, I don't know how I would react in that situation. But I'm going to play it to you in full context. Again, the idea is that this is taking place during an active shooting. An active shooter situation. And it's the young man that was just referenced by Papa B a moment ago with the no hair out of place. And he's interviewing this girl named Alex.
So I saw him in my Twitter feed, and he's verified, and he's a teen, some kind of reporter for the Sun Sentinel. So I think, me myself personally, I think that he's like playing a part that's in his own head, like he's like trying to be what he thinks is a news.
Like he hears gunshots and immediately starts interviewing people.
Yeah.
So how do you explain that this is 9:32 a.m.?
I have no idea.
All right, because let's play it again in context. In about 20 seconds, I'm going to hit play. And then about 20 seconds in, you're going to hear him say, "Alex, this is recorded at 9:32 a.m. Now the shooting took place around 2:30. He's going to say, "This is 9:32 a.m. Do I have your permission to view this?" So this is, bless you. This is the video in context.
So
once my phone hits 30, I'm done recording.
So what's your message?
I really don't think there's anything new to say, but there shouldn't have to be, because if you looked around this closet and saw everyone just hiding together, you would know that this shouldn't be happening anymore, and that it doesn't deserve to happen to anyone, and that no amount of money should make it more easily accessible to get guns. And that's that.
This is Alex View. This recording was taken at 9:32, February 14th, 2018. Alex, are you okay with me recording this?
Yes, I am okay with you recording this.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
A, it's bizarre that they have such an anti-gun message, and she's right on the talking points before the talking points come out.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, I don't know.
She's on the talking points before the talking points come out.
Right.
The talking points are, obviously, that this is somehow the NRA's fault. The NRA spent about $250 million on candidates in the 10 years running up to the last election cycle. Planned Parenthood spends about that much annually. But somehow this is the NRA's fault. The CNN or one of these places actually did what AEA does sometimes and what RSA does sometimes. When someone votes against a position, they put in their magazine or their newspaper or their newsletter
against this, right?
This is the list of people who voted against it.
Yeah.
They did that.
Right.
CNN did that. And they put in there, or not CNN, one of the newspapers down there, but they put, here are all the people, and here's their NRA rating.
Right.
Here's the party they belong to. The Florida legislators who voted against the gun control legislation the other day. This whole thing is weird and creepy. And I don't think that the left minds it being weird and creepy right now, because it's taking pressure off of the FBI. It's taking pressure off of the FBI. The FBI and the weaponized intelligence community that was aimed and targeted at the Trump administration during the 2016 election They are in real trouble right now. There are active investigations that are going on. There are documents being requested. There are tapes and text messages being turned over. This whole idea that Donald Trump is somehow illegitimate is crumbling before their eyes. And this could not have happened at a better time. And I've been telling people on this radio show for years, these terrorist attacks seem to happen at convenient times. They did during the 2016 election. Of course, now we know Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton founded ISIS, and they funded ISIS, and they kept ISIS afloat. Donald Trump is in office about 6 months. ISIS doesn't even exist anymore. Wiped off the planet. ISIS was a thing this time last year.
It really was.
It was a big thing.
Yeah.
They were planning terror attacks inside the United States. They had terror bombs going off around the world. They had truck explosions. They had trucks running over people. They had people pulling out knives and guns in various countries around the world. It was all ISIS. Donald Trump gets in office and tells the CIA, stop funding these people. Are you crazy? And all of a sudden, they go away. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. I don't know what to make of that video. I really, this is one of the first times I've looked at something and thought, this is really weird. I wish someone would give me a timeline of whether or not they actually did have a drill. When was the drill planned? Why didn't, if they were planning to have a drill, why didn't they have a drill? And was the drill actually planned for that day? Because I'm hearing that. That the students were told there would be a drill on that day. And that they were prepared for the drill. So when the live fire started, they thought it was the drill.
Right. See, I mean, that's why it looks to me, that video looks to me like that's a drill.
It looks like a drill.
Because nobody's that, like, listen, if a guy comes in here with a gun, we're not going to be that calm.
No.
No one is.
We're going to be hiding.
I'm going to jump through that window.
Yeah. We're going to be hiding through here.
If he comes through this door. If not, I'm getting under the desk.
Yeah. I'll protect you, baby.
I would say, Baron will shoot back.
Well, not if I can avoid it.
That's right.
The first thing I'll do is run and hide.
Right.
Which is what I recommend everybody do.
Correct.
You know, don't confront the guy unless you have to.
The crazy thing to me is, like, you know, you like if you just wanted to go into a high school right now, I don't think you can just walk in, can you? Like,
some places.
I mean, I guess there you can, because that's what surprised me. But like at my kid's school, like you can't walk. I mean, there's magnet doors and
they go to a pretty
decent
school,
right? Though. I mean, I guess.
Well, but Douglas High School was pretty.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Pretty snazzy school. Yeah. Here's the other thing too: the school was broken into two schools. Really, there was a freshman building and the 10th to 12th grade building.
Okay.
The shooting took place on the third floor of the freshman building, which was the least occupied building and the least occupied floor of the least occupied building. And there were very few actual witnesses to the shooting and the blood and guts. So the guy either purposefully was targeting someone in that building,
right,
or purposefully chose the least crowded floor of the least crowded building.
Right.
And all that's a little awkward.
Yeah, my guess would be he was targeting somebody.
I don't know that
you would know, which, you know, I mean, unless you knew the class schedule. Which
or that
did.
Was the easiest place for him to get in, right, based on the parking lot where he came into or whatever.
Right.
You never know.
Yeah, why the third floor, though?
I don't know. He came up the stairs and
just didn't see anybody on the first or second floor worth shooting, I guess.
I don't know.
I shouldn't say things like that.
Well, no, I mean, I don't know why he did it.
That's weird.
Yeah. Maybe that's an area with which he's familiar.
In my opinion, all these things are weird because, like,
they're dealing with weirdos. Well,
yeah, exactly.
You're dealing with weirdos. I don't know. It's tragic, obviously.
Seriously.
It's tragic. I think the most tragic part is, it's the same thing that bothers me about cafe standards. When you raise cafe standards, you know people are going to die, and it's morbid to talk about it that way.
Right.
But for every mile you raise cafe standards annually, you lose, like, I don't remember, it's 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 additional lives. So when they say we're going to raise cafe standard 10 miles a gallon, you're talking about annually 10,000 people plus dying. You don't know who they are, or you wouldn't raise the standards.
Right.
You just know in the aggregate somebody's going to... When you tell people gun-free zones, schools are gun-free zones, and they're basically open killing fields, you know people are going to die.
It's the Stalin.
You know they are.
It's the Stalin thing. You know, one death is a tragedy, a million deaths is a statistic.
Yeah, it's terrifying. We'll be back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Paxton with Capital City Ace, and my goal is to provide our customers with superior services and brands. I'm excited to announce our new capability of being able to duplicate most every modern-day vehicle key. Whether you need one cut or you need a program to your vehicle, we can do both in-house for up to 50% off dealer cost. Please stop by and see me at Ace, and don't forget about our rewards program located 3215 Taylor Road next to the Applebee's.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to price your home to sell fast. Price your home to sell within 30 days. Over 25% of home sales take place in the first 30 days. Make yours one of them. Selling your home in the first 30 days will net you 8% more than at any other time, so be ready to move. Always compare your house to MLS information, not Zillow, or what your neighbor said he got for his house. Only realtors can give you the true sales figures for your area. Offer to pay part of the closing costs and provide a home warranty. Your house will sell quicker if you do. Pricing your home right brings more buyers to your door and more offers to consider. Multiple offers are great for the seller. Price your home slightly below the competition because they are probably overpriced for the market. For all the pricing details for your home, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or look us up on the web, thegoodsongroup.com.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome Back In, one of the great albums of all time. You want to put on an album that impresses your neighbors when they come over? Throw on Red Octopus.
Yeah, throw on the Starship.
I'm telling you.
And watch your guests leave. I'm sorry. Are you playing a Red Octopus? Yeah, I got to lose my number. We're not friends anymore.
The Red Octopus album is a dynamo. It's a great album. Our number, 2729-228, if you want to get in, 2729-228. can I use this opportunity to give a public service announcement?
You can do whatever you want.
Well, we're supposed to do that every now and then. Alabama Department of Public Health wants to help people kick their chewing tobacco habit. We mentioned this earlier in the week.
Chow.
This is of particular interest to me because I had a chewing tobacco habit at one time and kicked it. So I know it's possible. I know and look, I'm telling you, when you're in the throes of it and you think about life without it, you don't want to. You enjoy it. You love the way it tastes. It's comforting. It's like a friend that's always there with you. I get that.
Yuck.
You're never...
Oh, I've done it.
But you never, that was never your thing.
I did it once and threw up all over the place and never did it again.
Well, you got a
cherry skull, man.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no wonder.
Yeah.
Oh, do they even make that anymore?
I don't know, but I mean, I should thank the dude that gave it to me.
No kidding.
In high school.
You're lucky he didn't start you with Copenhagen or Skull Straight Long Cut, because then your life would have been forever changed. My mouth is watering right now. Anyway, you can get at the Alabama Health Department up to 8 weeks of free nicotine patches or lozenges or gums or things like that to help you kick the habit. They also have nicotine inhalers, nasal sprays. These things work.
Yeah.
There's a nicotine replacement, and it's easier once you kick the friend habit that you've always got your friend there with you, whether it's smoking or chewing tobacco or whatever. Once you break that habit of your friend always being there with you, the nicotine is not that hard to kick. It's not that hard to kick. The friend habit, the having that safety patch, that safety with you at all times, is a little harder to kick than the nicotine. But the nicotine sprays and lozenges and gums and patches, they help. They really do. And if you're eligible, they'll give you a little coaching program, and they'll make sure you're medically eligible. But if you're eligible for this, the Alabama Department of Public Health will help you quit. Now, this ends at the end of this week, so you got to get in there. You got two more days to get in.
What are they going
to
come up with, the high-fructose corn syrup patch, that helps you kick, sugar? Because sugar, worse for you than, tobacco and fat and butter.
You saw what I carry around
in
my bag every day.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's not bad. I mean, that's not it's not as
you know when I started.
It's not as bad as Mountain Dew or whatever.
You know, I always liked chocolate, and I would always have a little bar or something in there, but I didn't go to it much. You know, when I started the daily, $2 to $4 a day chocolate habit, is when I gave up the Copenhagen.
Yeah, see, something.
I just moved right over
into the other.
I did, and I'm telling you, I walk out of Whole Foods or Fresh Market or some of these other places. I walk out of there with. A foot and a half tall stack of candy bars.
That's a lot of candy.
Yeah. I can't help it. I like it. But anyway, I do encourage people to do this. I know a lot of people out there, they said 8% of Alabama adults indicate they use smokeless tobacco in the last 30 days.
Good Lord.
That number goes up to 21% for high school boys.
Good Lord.
So
8% of Alabama adults, and there's, 2 million adults?
At least.
1.8?
Yeah, something like that.
So,
And they're all men.
Well, no,
so cut that number in half too.
It's actually higher than that. It's like almost 3 million
adults.
Yeah, adults.
Yeah, because there's 4.9 million.
Yeah,
people.
And there's 2.9 million registered voters. So.
Yeah.
So anyway, so what's 10% of that? 3 million or
300,000.
That's a lot of people. It's a lot of tobacco.
You ever toured the ABC store? Not the store.
Oh, the plant or whatever.
Yeah. I call it a factory.
Where they keep the booze.
You know how many bottles they go through on a regular basis there?
A lot.
300,000 bottles a week go through that place.
I mean, folks gotta get drunk, man.
I mean, I walked in there and I was touring it, Max showing all this stuff. Here's how the treadmill works. And you walk back here and you'll see a bottle go on at the beginning and how it's packed on the truck at the end. I took the whole tour all the way through. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
It's a really fancy system they got in there. And
that your tax dollars are paying for.
I looked around. I said, how many bottles are in here? He said, about 300,000. I said, how often do you turn over this inventory? He said, every week. Yeah, unbelievable amount of booze consumed by Alabama.
Also, as much as we complain about the government here, any government that puts Matt Gibson and Bill Thigpen in charge of the booze, I gotta say, we're doing okay. You know what I mean? That thing run, all right? You put the dudes that run ABC like it's run, put them in charge of all the other departments.
Yeah.
It's run everything will run pretty well.
Yeah. And they don't mind taking a little sampling tour.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't mind going to Kentucky and drinking right out of the cask.
I mean, would you?
Oh, no.
I wouldn't mind that at all.
No.
Let's go.
I'm in. Actually, it's too early. I was about to start music for a break, but it's... Because I thought as soon as I could go with this, we'd be ready for a break. I didn't know we'd be done with the story 3 minutes in. Kay Ivey saying, let's install metal detectors at schools. And, Will Ainsworth has this bill.
I thought we already had this.
Some do.
Would a metal detector have caught this dude? No, it would have gone off and he'd have pulled his gun out and shot people.
Yeah, that's what and this is the problem. There is no, like you said earlier, there is no panacea.
Right. It's a series of small things.
But I'm a little leery about telling any teacher who wants to carry a gun to go for it.
I'll tell you something interesting, and I don't want to out her here, but my mother-in-law sent an email, and she was like, when she was a principal, all right, she said, I knew all the kids that were crazy.
As a
I knew every single one of them in my school. I knew every one of them that had emotional problems. I knew everybody that, like,
what
that
grades?
Was, like, I don't know. I
middle
think
school,
high school. Middle school, high school. Yeah. And so, like, you know, and the teachers know.
Yeah.
I mean, ask a teacher, like, which kids are, you know, like, all right.
Who's likely to shoot it up?
Who's going to college? Who's going to jail? Who's going to the crazy house? They know.
They're probably right.
You know, who's going to work at Hyundai? I mean, you know, they know.
Who's going to get a decent job and who's going to be on the government dole?
Right. Which one of them are going to fail upward?
Yeah.
You know?
Fail upward.
Yeah.
No, but
I'm just saying. So, like,
I'm talking about this,
and the kids said it. They said
they all
said,
knew him.
They said, you know, most likely to shoot up a school. That dude.
Well, and that's the thing too. On one of those videos, I didn't play all the videos that guy had, but in one of the videos, they named him by name, and he wasn't even at school anymore. They said, we heard it's Nick Cruz.
Yeah.
And
do you remember when Saturday Night Live did the like the JFK thing about who shot Buckwheat? And they were like,
no.
It's with Eddie Murphy, and the dude's name is John David Stutz, and they're like interviewing childhood friends, and they're like, do you believe that he shot buckwheat? Oh, yeah, that's all he talked about. It's like, like everybody knew. You know what I mean? Like, most of the time, there are indications, like, you know.
What was the first big school shooting? Was it Columbine?
I think so, yeah.
Was there really one before that?
Wasn't there that one in Arkansas where, like, the little kids, like, they pulled the fire alarm and then shot them with the rifle? That was in, like, 96 or 7. But Columbine is when, like, everybody was like, dang. You know
what? And I think the thing about Columbine is we had the security footage from inside, and we watched them coolly and calmly go room to room and hunt people.
And the media got the entire story wrong. They weren't bullied. One of the dudes was a psychopath.
Yeah.
And the other dude was, like, suicidally depressed, and his friend was like, hey, you want to kill yourself?
I got an idea.
Let's go kill people and then kill yourself.
Yeah.
And the reason it took so long is because the bombs didn't go off. They had bombs, and they didn't go off. That's why there's like 45 minutes between like the shooting stopping and them killing themselves.
Because they thought the bombs were going to go off.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You think they were standing near the bombs or whatever?
I don't know what they were doing. There's like, I don't know. I read a book about it. It's very interesting. But basically the whole thing was is that like the media wanted to make it about bullying and, you know, and that type of stuff.
Bullying is the biggest garbage.
What do you call it? The trench coat mafia and all that. And like, it didn't have anything to do with that.
Bullying is the biggest garbage movement of all time. There have been bullies in schools from the beginning, and you either ignore the bully or you punch him in the nose.
Yeah, I think there are worse cases of it though. You know,
but
I mean,
it's not like now bullying is just becoming a thing.
No, that's
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
there was bullies when I was.